Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm James. Thank you for joining me tonight for this powerful Bible meditation titled Hero of My Story. If someone were to ask you who has been a real-life hero to you, you might instantly think of a person who has made a major impact on your life. Perhaps your hero rescued you from a difficult situation or inspired you to accomplish something that seemed impossible. Your hero might be the most upstanding person you've ever met, and you might even want to model your life after theirs. But as you fall asleep tonight, allow yourself to dream of the possibilities that await you, the things you yourself have yet to conquer. For all things are possible with God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Tonight's story is all about the true hero of our lives, the Lord Jesus Christ, who rescued us from sin and death. Let this powerful verse sink deeply into your soul as you hear more about Jesus, the hero of your story. I invite you to listen to this Bible meditation with the renewed sense of awe and wonder about the sacrifice Jesus made for you. As you fall asleep, my hope is that you will be comforted by the thoughts of Jesus being right there every time you need a real-life hero. You can depend on him, my friend. In every way, you can call on him to help you. Find peace in the Savior tonight, the peace you've been looking for. As you prepare to fall asleep, make sure you've turned off all distractions. Set up your environment to be conducive to sleep, free from distracting lights or sounds. Settle into bed and find a cozy position. Pull the warm covers over you and take a nice, slow breath. Feel your whole body begin to relax as you inhale and exhale. Perhaps it's been a taxing day, and this is the first time you've stopped to take a deep breath. If so, spend a few quiet moments breathing in and out. Let each breath bring a sense of calm and peace. Allow your mind to unwind from all thoughts of the day. It's time to let everything go. Loosen the muscles in your shoulders, the place where we keep so much of our stress. If you can, roll them gently backward a few times. Now, feel your arms grow heavy at your sides and wriggle your fingers slightly. Your hands carry so much of life's work. heavy loads and constant tasks. Make a fist with each hand and release your fingers one by one. Allow your legs to sink into the bed, fully relaxing them. Down to your toes, focus on releasing every bit of stress and tension. Now, inhale one more time. Hold it for just a second and exhale. Invite God to be with you tonight, to make the comfort of His presence known. Feel the warmth of the Holy Spirit surround you as you sleep in His presence. Everything is good in the presence of the Lord. Now, if you're led, please whisper the name Jesus. Fix your mind on Him, for He is the most important person in your life. He is the ultimate hero of the world and the hero of your story. Lord Jesus, we turn our thoughts to You tonight and seek Your presence as we begin this sleep journey. Thank You so much for being with this listener and remaining with them through the night. Lord, whatever they are thinking of, whatever they are holding on to, and whatever is pressing on their heart, please help them release it to You now. Remind them that You can handle every burden and every care, for You are the one who knows the beginning from the end. Lord Jesus, You are the Alpha and Omega, and You know every intricate detail of this child's life. There isn't a single thing that You can't redeem. As they fall asleep, give them great assurance that Your love never fails, that Your love is so high, so deep, and so limitless, they can fully trust You in all things. Thank You, Jesus, for being the hero of our stories, the true hero of our faith, and the rescuer of our souls. In Your holy name we pray. Amen. Let's begin our story with the visual of a superhero swooping down to rescue a person in need. In an instant, the person is safe in the arms of the hero and taken to a place of refuge. All forms of danger are gone. Imagine how relieved that person is, how happy they are to be in a safe place with someone they trust. Now, imagine yourself being rescued in a powerful way. You are picked up and carried in the strong arms of someone who cares for you. My friend, Jesus is that hero. He is the one who loves and cares about you more than anyone. He is powerful and mighty to save. In Numbers chapter 11, verse 23, the Lord said to Moses, "Has my arm lost its power? Now you will see whether or not my words come true." Feel the power of God's words in that passage. His divine power that every promise He has ever made will be kept by Him. Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is His ear so dull that it cannot hear." My friend, God's arm is not too short. There is nothing that can take you too far from Him. He is always able to reach out and save you, because He is always there with you, in you, working for His glory and your good. There is no distance too great that He cannot hear your prayers. Even your unspoken prayers echo through the heavens and reach His throne. If you're led, whisper the words, "God, please rescue me." Whatever you're up against is nothing to the Lord, for His arm is not too short to save. His power exceeds any power on earth, and His loving arms can reach you at any moment. Lord, please rescue me. Rest peacefully, knowing Jesus is your hero, ready at a moment's notice to sweep you away to a place of refuge. Gracious God, thank you for the scriptures that remind us your arm is not too short to save, nor is your power limited in any way. We trust you with our lives today. Please, Lord, fill this child's mind with visions of your strength. Let these visions be of great comfort to them as they look to you as their Savior and their God. As we continue our sleep story, surround us with your Spirit, leading us on this journey of discovery. Discovery of who you are and the mighty ways you've worked in the lives of those who love you. We do love you, Lord, and we trust in your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Now, if you find that you're a bit restless, take a moment to get comfortable once again. Take a deep breath in and exhale. In the book of Hebrews, there's a chapter known as the Heroes of Faith chapter. It speaks of those who were faithful to God, even when the future was unknown. Listen quietly as I name them one by one from Hebrews chapter 11. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Sarah. The Bible says that all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. These heroes of faith trusted God with their future, even though they did not know what that future looked like. We can say the same thing in our own lives. God, we trust you with our future, even though we cannot foresee it. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. On and on, the scriptures describe these warriors of faith, devoted to the things of God and witnesses of His power in their lives. My friend, the Lord rescued, redeemed, sanctified, delivered, and restored you. He is mighty to save. Even though there are heroes of faith throughout the Bible, there is only one true hero of our stories, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. beautifully describes how he has rescued us from our old way of life and made us new. It says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Focus on the words, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ in me." He is the source of life, our strength, and our hope. No longer are we bound by our old nature, but we have been set free by the hero of our story. Redeemed from sin and death, made new in the likeness of Christ, and walking in the Holy Spirit, we join the heroes of faith, not because of what we have done, but because of the power of God's mighty arm to save. Rest in the strong arms of the Father as I pray over you. Lord God, please help this beloved child feel completely safe in your presence. Let your faithful promises lull them to sleep as you whisper over them. Speak words of life and truth, replacing all thoughts of doubt and fear. Please continue to pour out your Spirit, surrounding this listener with every good thing. Let your peace remain with them through every hour of the night, and stick with them during the day, for it is your peace we long for most. In Jesus' holy name, amen. When thinking of real-life heroes, we applaud those who do remarkable things for mankind. And it's not always people who have the most fame or fortune. Author Lee Strobel could be considered a real-life hero, as he has spent the last few decades defending the Christian faith through his works such as A Case for Faith and A Case for Christ. Lee Strobel continues to reach out to people everywhere he goes. In fact, he often sends a message on social media, inviting strangers to meet for coffee and talk about Jesus. He once quoted, "If Jesus is the Son of God, his teachings are more than just good ideas from a wise teacher. They are divine insights on which I can confidently build my life." The phrase, "If Jesus is the Son of God," is a common thought in the world today. After all, it takes faith to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. But when people actually believe, real transformation takes place. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." The greatest heroes of our faith have not conformed to this world, but have been transformed by Jesus. Rest in the transformation you've received. Feel the peace he has to offer. There is no greater peace than that which is found in his presence. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Allow the Spirit of the Lord to transform you into the image of him who made you, from one degree of glory to another. Let the veil be removed so you can clearly recognize your Savior, the hero of your story. Holy God, please unveil your presence for this beloved listener tonight. In the peace of the Holy Spirit, let them know you are surrounding them with love and protection. As they sleep, let a miraculous transformation take place, a transformation of their heart, mind, and soul. Lord, fill them with a deep sense of comfort, a comfort like they've never known. Give them hope for the future, a hope that is bright and beautiful. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Another real-life hero was Fanny Crosby, who wrote more than 9,000 beloved hymns. The remarkable thing about Fanny's accomplishments is that she was blind and did not let it stop her from living out God's purpose. When asked about her blindness, she once said, "When I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior." The eyes of her heart were fixed on Jesus, so much so, her physical limitations cannot stop her from praising God every day of her life. Let all limitations fade away as the eyes of your heart focus only on your Savior. Hear His gentle voice singing over you. True heroes are the gentlest, humblest, kindest people in the world, and Jesus is the humblest of all. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 says, "Have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Jesus made himself nothing, humbling himself in order to obey his Father's will and redeem mankind. Your gentle Savior became your hero, not because he used his sovereignty to his own advantage, but because he humbled himself to the lowliest place, taking your place and mine. Let the humility of Jesus quiet your soul with awe and wonder. The God who created the universe humbled himself as a servant in the form of a Savior for the redemption of every heart. This is the ultimate act of love from the hero of our story. Dream of Jesus taking you by the hand and leading you away from all your troubles. He carries you to a place of refuge and peace. You are completely safe in his presence. In quietness and strength, he guards you from all harm and speaks words of life over you. Hear the words of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, again. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The life you have in Jesus is a life of victory. He lives in you by his Spirit, and you are free. That's what heroes do. They set people free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Sleep securely in your God-given freedom. Every breath you take becomes lighter, and every bond is broken in His name. Your lungs fill with air made pure and clean by the Holy Spirit who gives you life. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 says, "And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you." Rest in the freedom of the life-giving Spirit tonight. You belong to Jesus. He became the hero of your story the moment you realized your need for a Savior and believed in His mighty power to save. Yes, there are people in this world who are real-life heroes, people who are brave and strong and willing to help. Yet there is only one true hero of our faith, and He is still rescuing people today. Let this bring you great comfort and hope tonight. Jesus walked on water in the midst of a storm. He calmed turbulent waters with the words, "Be still." He healed the brokenhearted, the deaf, the blind, and the lame. He is our true hero, able to do anything at any time. Open your heart to the possibilities. Your future awaits you. There are brighter days ahead in the light of God's countenance. Your hero is with you always. Every step of your journey is guided by the one who upholds you and strengthens your frame. Be held tonight in the Savior's love. Be comforted in His presence. Sleep in the satisfaction of knowing your story will continue. As a living testimony of what God has done, you will, in turn, become a hero for someone else. Allow the Holy Spirit to transform your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, preparing you to meet a need and change a life. And remember, I have been crucified with Jesus, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Jesus gave Himself for you, holding nothing back. And through His sacrifice, He became the hero of your story. Let's pray. Holy God, thank you for sending your Son to redeem mankind and be the ultimate hero for all eternity. Please comfort this beloved child with your continual presence in their life. Fill their dreams with reminders of the miracles you've performed, miracles of faith, hope, and love. Give this beloved one a renewed sense of purpose to be a light in this world and a hero of faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for listening tonight. My hope is that you've been deeply blessed by the scriptures shared and the blessings offered. I pray you've been inspired to become a modern-day hero, displaying the love of Christ to everyone you encounter. The world needs Jesus, my friend, and you are a beautiful witness of His saving grace. Let His presence guide you in all things as you point others to Him. Let them know that He is the ultimate hero of their story. thank you again for listening. And as always, continue to abide in Christ.